You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now for our look at agricultural weather is Mike Denura of T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon.
There is some interesting weather going on in Argentina. First off, it's been very hot this week, but maybe more importantly to soybean producers down there, rain is on the way, but how much is really a question mark because there has been some divergence in the model runs. That's what different meteorologists have told me this week. What's the latest?
Well, there's no doubt that a storm system is going to move across Argentina early next week, sometime starting Sunday night and Monday, and then lasting through Thursday. We'll see one, two, or possibly even three waves of energy move across Argentina. Part of the reason it's a little bit difficult to determine just exactly what's going to happen is that the main system right now is still located far to the west in the Pacific Ocean. The Pacific Ocean is a data-sparse area. We don't have weather balloons. We don't have surface observations. All we really can rely on is satellite to try and figure out how that system has evolved and how it's going to evolve. So when you have a data-sparse region with a big storm system in it that's very important, computer models ingest all of that information, but then they tend to fluctuate as you go into the future, simply because each sample at any point in time can lead to real big variations later down the road if you don't have it exactly pinpointed correctly. So that's why it's unclear exactly what will happen. It is fairly obvious, though, that this storm system will move across Argentina. It's also fairly obvious that it will stay very hot right on through Sunday with high temperatures in the upper 90s to mid-100s in key corn and soybean areas. And these are areas, mind you, that since December 1st have rainfall deficits or departures of around 2.5 to 5 inches. So this is not really the right time to be throwing heat onto reproductive corn and soybeans that will be approaching vegetative and, or should I say, filling phases in the not-too-distant future. So definitely something to watch there. There more than likely will be thunderstorms. It's hard to imagine a scenario, even given all of this uncertainty, in which there are no thunderstorms in Argentina between Monday and Thursday. We would feel fairly comfortable forecasting 3/4 of an inch to 1.5 inches of rain. Mind you that they average about 1 to 1.25 inches per week in January. So even though a significant event is coming up, it doesn't look like a drought buster at this point, unless you believe some of these models, which really are putting down some heavy totals of over 2 inches next week. So real tough to say, but this is what we're watching.
There are a chance that the storm will catch Brazil.
Well, there is a pattern change taking place over there, independent of everything we've just talked about. A separate area of upper-level high pressure has diminished rainfall across that region over the last 3 to 4 weeks. That departs fairly quickly, though, over the next 1 to 2 days. So a sharply wetter pattern is forthcoming to Goiás and southeast Brazil. That includes around 25% of total corn production in Brazil and around 20% of soybeans. So a big improvement will be occurring there from a rainfall standpoint with all the uncertainty regarding how bad was it with this recent dry spell that happened from around the middle of December until today.
Thank you very much, Mike.
You're welcome.
That's Mike Denura of T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. And that is today's Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey.